We are joined in the media center by current Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Andrew Hines. Andrew, you ran a 7.232 at 186.20 miles per hour to sit you in the number one qualifying spot. You rolled out a new car or a new bike this weekend, and this was actually your first time on the bike yourself. We'll pause and you can tell us about that. So can you talk about how the bike handled today and how about the pass that you just ran?
Well, the new FXDR motorcycle, I had good expectations for it. We went testing in Indy, and Eddie rode his motorcycle twice. I made a half-track run on his bike, and it was a really bad run on my part because I was set up for his riding style, and I went hard left. But on my motorcycle, that was my first maiden voyage today, and to go low of that session was pretty fantastic. So it's been a lot of hard work to get this motorcycle to this point to be able to debut it here at NHRA Mile High Nationals. So.
You, at one point, used to live in Colorado for a short time. So what is it like racing here again at Vandermeer? And Vandermeer is a track that's unlike any other. And what do you like about this place?
Well, it's like coming home. You know, I made my debut here in 2002. So it's been many times I've come to this track and had the chance to run up and down this track at Vandermeer. And they've done such a great job with the facility here. And it's always like, John comes up to me before Q1 and it's like we're old buddies, you know. It's really cool to have that experience and have been here so many times, especially going back to when my dad was racing back in the early 90s. I remember coming here as just a little kid. So, we always look forward to coming up here. We always run well. We run well here, and we've won multiple times up here on the mountain. So it's really always fantastic to come back to this facility, and I get excited for it. And this year it was a little nerve wracking bringing out the new bodywork, also running our ignition system that we've been running all year, not ever having been here before with that system. Mapping's different, so I had a different level of stress on my shoulders coming here. But luckily, we were able to blow the rust off there and come back to the mountain and start where we left off.
Questions from the media.
How much do you think is left
in
the bike after that run?
I think on that run, there's some pretty good bumps out there, about 300 feet, and all the bikes are hitting them. I think we're probably giving up 300s just from momentum loss through there, because it just never stopped spinning after that. I think today, all things perfect, a little better 60 foot, I could have gone a 19, so that would have been pretty good for that round. So if tomorrow, it's a game changer. The rest of the weekend, these runs mean nothing. It's just a tune-up for the rest of the weekend. Cooler weather's rolling in, which we're going to love because it's hot up here on the mountain usually. And if we get in the 80-degree range or 70-degree range, we'll dip back closer to the track record and try and take out that 7-11. And maybe we'll see a 190-mile-per-hour run out of a motorcycle here.
Anything else? Thank you very much.